And today we're going to talk something that so I quite like.
You
as
like,
well,
yeah. I'd throw one at you that you might actually enjoy. You know?
Well, it's the law of attraction.
It's the law of attraction, which is, I suppose, as far as the world of psychotherapy is concerned, it's not really proven. It's not really a proven fact. But I suppose the more I think about it and the more I get into the world of the law of attraction, I can see how it works. And I suppose the most obvious way really is that when you are thinking in a negative vibe, you attract negativity in. Or if you're surrounded by negative people, you feel negative yourself. So the law of attraction goes both ways. So at the end all and end all, it is just about the fact that whatever you're vibrating, whatever energy you have around you, you attract into your life.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of think hocus pocus or whatever you want to call it here, but like it's a fact. Like if you're around a negative person and he's in your ear and he's, you know, dissing everything and you've got God almighty, you know.
Whereas
if you're meeting someone there that's up for it and, you know,
positive and good form and all that sort of stuff.
You're 100% you're going to feel the same.
You're going to feel it. And I mean, outside of, you know, the law of attraction, geez, there's courses you can go and do. Courses, I know Bob Proctor used to do a huge amount of courses, and he'd do, you know, 10-day ones and all that just on the law of attraction, like, you know what I mean? So it's not it's something in the 10-15 minutes like that we have on the radio, like. But I mean, for me living my life with the law of attraction, which is what I live my life with, the law of attraction, it works, you know. I mean, there's you know, obviously part of law of attraction is about manifestation. And about what you manifest into your life. And since I started really believing and understanding about manifesting things into your life, you know, it makes so much sense, you know, that whatever you think, you know, will appear or will happen in your life, you know, you really have to believe it. You have to 100% believe that it's actually going to happen, you know.
And unfortunately, most people, and we've spoken about this numerous times as well, most people will think negative.
Oh, yeah.
They will see the negative outcome of a situation rather than the positive outcome of a situation.
And if you believe if you're thinking of something that's going to happen for you or something happening to you in the future, and you really, if you really think into it and see the positivity and really feel into it, it will work. Because the reason I know it'll work is that I've lived a lot of my life where the negative have worked, no problem whatsoever.
I've been able to
manifest negativity into my life,
no
problem whatsoever. I've done it numerous times. So why can't I do it when it's something positive?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense that it wouldn't be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone is entitled to good outcomes, positive outcomes as well. It's only that, I suppose, as you said before, like we're programmed to think negative rather than positive. Whether that's
well, the more I look at, we've had many debates about that, and I just think that society, you know, I mean, as I was saying to someone the other day, I was talking to them actually at the Spring Chickens. I was saying to them about, you know, I was on the radio at 6 o'clock on a Thursday, and they said, "Oh, but sure, the news is on that time." I said, "Well, why would you watch the news? It's all but negative."
Yeah.
And they were going, "Yeah, but you just do it." And I went, "Well, yeah, but you're programmed. You believe that watching the news at 6 o'clock that you have to do that, and you have to tune into the 6 o'clock news, and you can't listen to a fantastic show like Shane's Mind Matters on a Thursday night, you know." And, you know, society, I do think that there has an awful lot to answer to about why we live in such a negative vibe, why we have to why do we have to watch the 6 o'clock news and the 9 o'clock news? And it's all about negativity. Why can't we, instead of watching 6 o'clock news, get out and go for a walk on the beach? You know, why are we so programmed into thinking that we have to live like this, you know? And I definitely, the more I look at it, and as I said, I think that was one of the first conversations we had in October 2020, many a lifetime ago, we were talking about why we're attracted to it. And I've done a lot of thinking and researching and looking at it. And I do think that the society and social media and the news and all that has a huge impact on why we think in the negative. Could you imagine if you were watching 6 o'clock news and it was all positive?
Yeah.
All it was all positive stories. And, you know, people would go, "Oh, but sure, that'd be boring." But why? Why does it have to be negative stories? Why does it have to be bad stories? Why can't it be just positive stories?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think that has a factor to do with it. Sorry, but I'm off point a little bit there on the law of attraction. But, you know, I firmly believe in the law of attraction. I suppose it's only really come into, I didn't learn it in college. This would not be talked in college, you know. And I work with a lot of my clients about what we vibrate, we attract into our lives. And if we vibrate a negative person, we will attract those type of people into our lives. You know, any of the clients I work with who come from, you know, trauma, have had a lot of trauma in their life and stuff like that, they're vibrating that trauma. And more often than not, they'll meet their better half and they'll marry that person, and that person will have a trauma in their life. And people always say, oh, but we're very similar, we're the same. Well, that's fine if the same is positive. But if the same is negative and it's a negative person,
you're double negative.
Yeah, it's a double negative. So yeah, you're not actually helping yourself in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, you know, by, you know, understanding, look, I mean, I suppose, you know, even Bob Proctor would say, like, I mean, you know, and Gabor Mate would say, you know, to sort out your trauma before you actually start working on the law of attraction. Because the law of attraction is not going to work unless all your karma is cleared. Now, I'm not saying all my karma is cleared, but a lot of it is. You know, a lot of the negative thought patterns that would be my mind, the negative traumas and all that sort of stuff that would have been in my past have been healed and forgiven and let go. And you really need to be fairly clear-minded to work on the law of attraction. You really have to believe in yourself. And I was actually only reflecting the other day. I said on the radio the other day that I love myself. And I think it's the first time I've actually said it out loud, obviously, on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was only reflecting on it afterwards. And I was like, I really do love myself. And that's not in a vain way or anything like that. That's in a, I absolutely love every part of me inside. I love who I am. I love what I represent to myself. I love what I represent to the community. I love what I represent to my clients. And I love every part of me. And I can genuinely say that. And I don't believe, unless you can really love who you are, that you can actually step into the law of attraction.
Mm.
And I know it's a big ask for a lot of people that are listening in there, and a lot of people don't understand exactly what I'm talking about. But I can also tell you is when you lean into and you step in to really, really loving yourself and really appreciating who you are, and then step into the law of attraction, it's a wonderful, wonderful, powerful place to live in. It genuinely is an absolutely fantastic place to live in. And to get up, as I said to the group this morning, I said, first of all, I don't watch television. And they were looking at me funny and saying, how do you live a life without watching television? I said, well, actually, I wonder now how I lived a life watching television.
Yeah.
But I'm literally going, how did I get time to watch television? But, you know, when you start really leaning into life and leaning into positivity, and every day that I'm alive now, I'm positive every day. And people say, you can't be positive every day. And I said, says who?
Why not?
Why not? Why can't I be a positive person all the time? It's just an absolute, and you feel it and you vibrate it, and you, everybody around you, and even every time I come on the radio, I say I'm absolutely fantastic, and people must be sick of hearing me saying I'm absolutely fantastic. They must be saying I can't be fantastic all the time. I say, well, why not? We are told by society that you have to have an off day. You're told by society that you can't be in a great form, or that you have to have negativity in your life, and you have to have a bad day and all that. Says who?
And you know what, when you talk like that, you know, we are really, really said and led by our surroundings, aren't we?
And what
information we've been fed.
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, I suppose, like, with any cognitive distortion that I'd be working with clients, it comes from repetition, and repetition of a negative thoughts coming in. And if you listen to, you know, if you listen to certain people, if you watch certain programs, if you watch the soaps and all that sort of stuff, it's constant negative. Like, I mean, there's, you know, geez, I remember when Emmerdale Farm, when it first started, it was just about them living on the farm.
Mm.
And now it's got murder and suicide.
Yeah, I
don't watch it, but I'm just guessing what it's got now at this stage. You know, before soaps were just about, you know, you were able to look at other people's lives and appreciate their lives. Now they've got into, you know, so what are they vibrating? What are they telling us? You know, they're telling us that's the way our lives are supposed
to be. That's the way lives should be.
Yeah. And, you know, ads that you watch and all that sort of stuff, there's negativity in them. Like, and we're just, I just feel that we're, and I do believe that COVID really drove an awful lot of people into the television and into listening to the negativity and being so hooked into it, you know?
And funny enough, Shane, you see a lot of the younger people now, a lot of them don't do telly, but
they do TikTok.
They do TikTok
and
Instagram and all these witches, which is probably worse, as you
but
say.
But your TikTok is repetitive, instantaneous. So it's literally watching the television. It's watching a soap every 30 seconds or less. And it's repetition. You know, I mean, if you look at how do hypnosis and stuff work, they work by, you know, the old-fashioned way we'd see with the flashing lights over and over again. That's what TikTok is. It's hypnotising. It's brainwashing them. And you know, I said to a client the other day, a 18-year-old client, I said to her the other day, how long could you survive sitting on a chair without any technology? How long would you last? She said 30 seconds. I said, what would happen to you after 30 seconds? She said, I'd be bored. You know, that's a scary world that we're entering now, where we're children these days. And you know, people are getting mobile phones younger and younger and younger. I was only saying to someone the other day, it used to be confirmation. Now it's communion or before it, you know. Anyway, I'm going off point.
I know,
from the law of attraction. And it's feeding into what I was saying, like that. I do think that negativity in society these days is man-made. It's made by a drive by society, you know, of, you know, this constant repetition, this constant expectation of wanting and needing, and this constant to be led, you know, that they don't have minds of their own. They just go on what the Kardashians are doing or whatever celebrity You know, another client the other day who said to, I said you know, what do you want to do for life? You know, I'd like to go to live in Barcelona, Shane. I'd like to live in Barcelona. I'd like to do this and I'd like to do that. And I said, geez, that's a fantastic thing. Yeah, there's this person on Instagram, she's doing it at the moment. I think it's absolutely brilliant, it'd be fantastic to do. And I'm going, well, have you looked into it? Have you researched it? No, but sure, it's on Instagram.
Yeah. So it must be okay.
You know, so it must be fine. Like, you wouldn't even research it, wouldn't even look into it, wouldn't look at how that person is doing it. Of course, that person has 42 million followers on Instagram, so they're making their money off Instagram anyhow.
Okay, there's probably people out there now, right, I want to attract 100 million.
I
want gold and I want this and I want that. How does the law of attraction, how do you go about doing it?
Let's pick a really fancy bill. Well, say you want a house. You want a house on up by the Strand. You want one of those houses. So you really have to get really clear in your mind about exactly what you want, and you actually have to see the house. You have to actually feel the house. You have to feel yourself actually walking around the house, and you have to see it in the present, and you have to live it every day, and it will appear into your life. That's what the law of attraction. Has it worked for me? No, but I'm just saying.
It has worked for me.
It has worked for you. Well, there you go.
With a house, actually.
Yeah. Well, I have a colleague, she told me that she knew exactly what type of house she wanted. Yeah. She didn't know where. And that's the other thing. You don't actually need to, technically speaking, pick Strand Street or something like that. It can just be a type of a house. So you attracted your house into your life.
I did. I knew where it was. It was actually, the shell it was built. It was in an unfinished estate at the time. I just walked the dog down there and... I said, walk down to that house. I'm going to live in there. And I people will laugh at this, like,
I wouldn't laugh at it.
I actually did, I'm a big believer in that kind of thing.
Mm.
But it's, as you say, you must really, like, it's very fine saying,
you have to actually live like you're living in that house.
Exactly.
You have to actually.
You really have to believe it. There's no good I'm going to live in it.
Eric, the biggest problem about the law of attraction and the biggest problem with a lot of the people that are listening to us now at the radio is they go, it sounds like a great idea. And they'll go, I'll do that now. And they'll do it for a few days and they'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Or the biggest thing about it is, what the hell are those two lads? I've listened to them over and over again for the last 2 years.
And now
they're really gone off on one today.
Yeah, yeah.
But I agree with you. Like, I mean, if you want to whatever you want to manifest into your life, you have to really believe and you have to really want it.
Yeah.
You can't be, you know, people always say this with the law of attraction. I used to say to Bob Proctor, like, you know, I want €1 million. Well, if you want €1 million, you actually think about €1 million. You think about spending it. You think about what you actually are going to do with it. And, you know, and it can't be just, I'm going to buy a Porsche or something like that. It has to be good for you and good for good vibes and good energy off it and stuff like that. You know, giving it away, you know, whatever. Not giving it all away. But, you know, if you really want to manifest, well, Bob Proctor would say you'd be able to manifest whatever you want into your life.
Mm.
But I suppose the other big thing about manifestation is that you have to take action as well. It's not as simple as it's going to come into my life. So, you know, if you want €1 million, you want to attract into your life, but you actually have to.
It's not going to fall out.
It's not going to fall out of the sky either. You have to actually put something into action. You have to put a plan into action.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose it's a little bit like goal setting and stuff like that. Like, you know, people say, you know, you have your 6 month plan, your year plan, your 5 year plan, your 10 year plan.
Yeah. You need to say how am I going to do
it? And how am I going to do it? How am I going to achieve €1 million?
Yeah, yeah.
How would I achieve €1 million?
Yeah.
And sit down and actually look at it and actually put an action into place.
Mm.
But once you put an action into place for it, the law of attraction will say it will come into your life. Mm. It will appear. And I've seen countless stories of people and countless YouTube videos and Spotify and all that of people who have said, I want €1 million within 1 year, and they've had it within 6 months.
Mm.
And they took action. But the taking action is the believing, going back to believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, trusting that you have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and any bit of negativity that comes in, push it away.
Get rid of it, yeah.
Get rid of it. You can't manifest anything into your life. You can't do the law of attraction if you have negativity, if you have a disbelief in yourself.
Mm.
And that is one of the biggest problems on this planet, is an awful lot of people don't particularly believe themselves. They don't trust themselves. They don't like themselves. You know what I mean? And you're never going to achieve that. What? And I mean, as I say, I keep talking about Bob Proctor, and I suppose for me, he is the king, or was the king of law of attraction. And look what he attracted into his life.
Mm.
Multi-billion dollar company, you know, went from, again, you know, he Earl Nightingale, I don't know if you've ever listened to Earl Nightingale, it's a really old one, it's from the 1940s, but one of the things he says is, if you've got 100 people living on a street, you know, and out of the 100 people, how many people do you think will actually have accumulated a large amount of wealth by the time they get into their retirement? And he said maybe about 1%. And he said, why? What difference does it make between, why does 99 fail and one person get actually succeed in the same street, coming up in the same values, coming up the same everything? You know, and, you know, as he said, like, and one of the things that he said, and it was really profound for me, was the fact that, you know, you go out into the world at 18. How can you not get to 70 and have money in your account? No matter what happens and life throws at you, you've 50 years of living. Why do you not, in that 50 years, accumulate a certain amount of money and knowledge and wealth? So, you know, if you really believe into the law of attraction when you're 18 years of age, you're sorted for the rest of your life.
And I suppose finally, the law of attraction, it's about being in the now as well, like, isn't it?
Which we're always
speaking about.
You and I have talked about this numerous times over the last 2 years, and I've said it, and I'm about 95% living in the present now.
Mm.
And as I said to a client of mine the other day, I said, there's 16 hours, give or take, in a day that you're awake. I said, you should live every 16 hours like it was your last. And you should enjoy being in the present, because the amount of people that actually say to me, Shane, you know, if a client said to me the other day, he said, if a guard came to me and he said to me, you were in blah blah date last Friday, and there was a murder that took place, can you recall? And he'll go, I can't even remember that day at all. Blank, completely, because he wasn't living in the present. So the law of attraction does say that unless you live in the present, you can't achieve this at all.
Yeah.
You have to literally feel it, be it, let it surround you in the present.
Yeah. On that note, Shane, we'll leave it go. Thank you very much again for joining us. And I'm sure we'll speak again pretty soon in the future.
That's it.
Thanks, you very much, Shane.
No problem.
Cheers. Thanks for that.